Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everyone. The Danielle Forbes Show is back, February 2015, as promised. I am so excited to bring you this live 30-minute show tonight. Please stay tuned. And everyone, the Danielle Forbes Show is back live tonight for the first time in 2015 since May 2014. The Danielle Forbes Show is back better than ever, as promised. I am so excited, you guys, to be back on the air talking to you all. I can't even explain what I am feeling right now. I mean, I was trying to think of some adjectives that would describe me right now. So the only thing I could think of is my adrenaline is pumping. It truly, truly is. And I have to say I'm in my element. I feel so excited, overjoyed, blessed, happy, screaming inside, literally screaming inside, because it's been so long since I've had an opportunity to bond with you all and to just talk to you. And it's been so much time that has passed, but we are going to pick right back up where we left off. And wow, it's so surreal right now, being in my studio and my online studio, that is. I just want to thank you all before we even go into this. I just want to thank you all for getting excited about the Danielle Forbes Show again. A couple months ago, I posted a short video that I was going to be live on the air again in February 2015, and the feedback that I got from my fans and followers, that was really humbling, and it made me smile. And I just want to say thank you for all the people on Facebook and the fans of the Danielle Forbes fan page. I just want to thank you all truly, truly for just believing in me, for listening in on the show, for sharing your emails, your comments, just for the support. I truly, truly thank you. And you know, I just want to say that I hope everyone is having a happy new year so far. It's already February, so hopefully everyone's New Year's resolutions are well underway. I wish you much blessings and success with that. And I just want to just pick up where we left off, actually. And before we do that, there are some things that I have to say. There are some thanks that I have to give, of course. As usual, I have to give thanks and honor to God, of course, because just the excitement that I felt putting this show together and just thinking about what I wanted to talk with you all about and what I wanted the show to be about tonight, the Lord truly spoke to me and let me know that I needed to make it about you all, because I truly believe that this show is my destiny. But without fans and supporters and listeners, there couldn't be a show. So I just want to thank you all, for the people that I know and the people that I don't know. Truly, truly thank you for taking time out of your day, your evening, to listen to me. I know a lot of my family and friends are in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So there's not much you could be doing right now, because I believe it's a lot of snow there. I actually am in Denver, Colorado, and there's tons of snow. And so, you know, I don't think there's much more to do tonight except for listen to the Danielle Forbes Show. So I thank you, and I'm going to try to make this as enjoyable as possible. And pardon me if I'm rusty, it has been a while, but nonetheless, this is live, uncensored, unrehearsed. Everything that I am saying is coming straight from my heart. I can promise you that this is raw, raw footage that you're getting tonight. So please bear with me. I want you all to call in. First of all, the number, if you do want to call in to listen to the show, to ask a question, to voice a concern, whatever it is. If you have a show idea, I want to hear from you. Please, you can call me at 347 is the area code, 826-7526. Again, that is area code 347-826-7526. And you can actually call to listen to the show live, or you can call to ask a question, or, you know, whatever it is that you want to do. I would love to hear from you, because this show tonight is labeled What's on Your Mind. And I just want to let you all know that the Danielle Forbes Show is back. It is back. It is here to stay. I have some great topics. I have great guests that are lined up for the coming week. So just make sure that you please stay tuned. Follow the Danielle Forbes Show. Like the Danielle Forbes fan page on Facebook. As you did in the past, you do not want to miss this show. But I must say that I have truly, truly missed you guys so much. That's why I want to dedicate this show to you. I truly want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear how your 2015 is going. I want to hear how your 2014 ended. You know, some people were not blessed enough to make it into 2014, but, you know, nonetheless, God rest their beautiful souls. And whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is, just know that the Lord said that he will never leave you or forsake you. So I hope that that would touch someone tonight. And while I'm on that note, I do have to say a very special thanks to my big sister in Christ. She knows who she is, Miss Rebecca Freeman. I love you so much. I thank God for you. That is my prayer partner. She is a warrior. She is on fire for the Lord. And if anybody can get those prayers up to heaven, she can. And I'm so blessed to have friendships like that in my life. And I don't have very many friends, but I'm telling you, the ones I do have, they are very, very near and dear. And they are true, true friends. And I know that I can count on them, especially when it's for prayer. So I thank you, Miss Rebecca. I love you. And keep up the good work. So before we get into it, again, I just want to say thank you. You're probably going to get tired of hearing me say thank you, but you truly don't know how humbling this is. You don't know how fast my heart was beating. You don't know how much adrenaline I had pumping as I was thinking about what I wanted this show to be about, as I was trying to come up with questions and things that I want to say. So I just decided to let it float from the heart and put the pressure on you all and ask that you would please call in, because I would truly love to hear from you. And so while I'm waiting on calls to come in, I'm just going to keep the show going and talk, because that's what I do best. That is truly a gift from God. And so I just want to let you know that we all have gifts, and it wasn't until I started doing this show that I tapped into what my gift is, you know, and it's talk. So I want to say to everyone listening, even if I have only one person listening tonight, I'm blessed. So if I can reach one person that I may have listening, you know, I just want to say, if you're wondering what your special gift is or what your special talent is, because we all have one, trust me, there's not one single person walking this earth that does not have a gift, does not have a talent. I don't care what other people say about you. I don't care what other people think about you. I don't care about what you think about yourself. You are not on this earth without purpose. So I encourage you to ask God what that purpose is, you know, with that, not just what that purpose is, but what that talent is, what that God-given gift is that is inside of you. But you can probably answer it almost for yourself. If you think about what it is that you enjoy doing, if you think about what it is that you're good at, no matter how small, no matter how stupid you may think it is, because there is nothing stupid about a gift. It might be to others, but if it's something that you enjoy doing, if it's something that, you know, brings you pleasure in any way, that is your gift. That is your talent. So when you find out what that thing is, tap into it, pray about it, and go to God and say, you know, Lord, I really like doing this. Is what, you know, how can I increase on this? How can I get this to grow? And I promise you, he will reveal to you what that gift is, because, and I'm actually ministering to myself as I say that, because someone said that to me before, and I thought, I'm like, you know, I can't really sing, you know, I think I'm a kind of a good dancer, but, you know, that wasn't it. And I had to ask myself, what is the thing that I like doing the most? People tell me I talk a lot, you know, which I don't have a problem holding a conversation, and boom, there it was. And so the Lord just increased and opened up doors, and I pray that he continues to open up doors, and I'm just excited. So enough about me. But I hope I encouraged someone with that. That was what was on my heart, and so that's what this show is all about. What's on your mind? What's on your heart? That is what I want to hear about tonight. And, you know, so just want to let you all know that we do have some great topics. And in the past, we've had topics that were very touching. We did a show, Do We Know Who Our Gods Are Dating? We did a show called I Am a Survivor. And to all of my guests that I've had, I truly thank God for you. You touched so many people, more lives than you'll ever imagine. And I just want to say thank you. I'm looking forward to having you on the show again. And I am going to start taking calls because the phone lines are lighting up. I'm so excited. And so not sure if this person whose call I'm going to take next is actually a guest caller or just wants to listen into the show. So I'm going to go live and click on 724-513. So, okay, caller, are you there? Hello, thank you for calling the Danielle Forbes Show.
Hello, I just want to listen.
Okay, no problem. Okay, we're going to click over to the next caller. Okay, caller, 724-650, you're live on the Danielle Forbes Show. Okay, so we just have some people that want to listen. That is great. I appreciate it. So I'm going to keep talking because that's my gift, so that's what I do, so I thank you. So let's keep it moving. As I was saying, in the past we've done some shows that were about relationships, trial to triumphs. I mean, we did some really, really deep shows, and we're going to keep that going in 2015, but we're also going to do some fun shows. We're going to highlight on a lot of talents that are out there in my own hometown that people are tapping into, such as a hair product that has young ladies' hair growing like crazy by the name of Sabrina. So I'm looking forward to having her on the show soon. Also my mother that is working on a great project to inspire cancer patients, which is awesome because with cancer growing as rapidly as it is, and just not just only cancer, but just sicknesses and diseases all over the world, you need some type of encouragement and faith, hope, and strength and things. So we are going to be doing a show, you know, about what it is that she's offering and just things that she's bringing to the table to inspire people. So we do have some calls coming in. We're going to take a short break, and the Danielle Forbes Show will be right back in a couple of minutes. Stay tuned. Okay, everyone, and the Danielle Forbes Show is back live on the air in its raw form. If you do want to call in to listen to the show, or if you want to actually be a guest and ask your question live, you can call in at area code 347-826-7526. Again, that number to call is 347-826-7526. Also, just want to let you know, continue to like the Danielle Forbes Show fan page on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram at Real G Forbes. And stay tuned for the days and the times that the show airs as anyone that knows me and knows what I do, I am in aviation and I do not have a regular schedule. So my days and show times are going to vary, but I can promise you this, it will not be another 6 to 8 months before you hear the Daniel Forbes show again. I can promise you it will be next week. So stay tuned and don't give up on me. I promise you, you will not regret it. So I'm waiting for some calls to come in. I have a lot of people listening, but people don't want to ask questions, which is fine, which is fine. So I'm just going to continue to talk. So basically, just want to let you know what's in the future for the Daniel Forbes Show. Well, I can let you know that my website is currently under construction, DanielleForbesProductions.com. So whenever you do actually listen to the show live, you can actually, it'll actually bring you right to my website. So you'll be able to just see PASO, see upcoming shows. You'll be able to see a calendar and everything that the Daniel Forbes Show has planned for the upcoming weeks and for 2015. So just make sure that you stay tuned on that. And I hope to have that up and running by the end of this week. You can also email me, please email me all of your show topics, your ideas, your questions, whatever it is. You can email me at Danielle, D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E, at DanielleForbesProductions.com. So again, that's Danielle at DanielleForbesProductions.com, and that'll actually go straight to the website. So I'm so looking forward to hearing from you all. So again, I just want to say thank you again. As I said, you're probably going to get tired of hearing me say that, but I truly am truly blessed to just be doing this again. So even if I don't get to answer any live callers, it's okay because I know that you guys will. I know that you guys will work up the nerve to ask your question sooner or later. So I just want to go back in these next 10 minutes to just elaborate on the gift, you know, not just gifts, you know, just things going on. You know, 2014 ended, it ended great, I must say. 2015 is off to a great start. In life, you have ups and downs, you have trials, you have triumphs, you have victories, you have things that seem not much like a victory. But I'm here to tell you that all things work together for good. I can promise you that. So even if what's going on in your life right now might seem like the end of the road, the end of something, it's probably just the beginning. So whatever negativity that you're feeling, that you may be feeling, there is a bright side. And if you can find any bright side in it at all, I encourage you to look into it, because there is always a light at the end of the tunnel. What you may think is the end, you know, in God's eyes, it may be the beginning of something. There are reasons, there are seasons for everything. I can assure you that. So I just want to encourage someone tonight. So this show was not about any topic in particular. Basically, this show was just for me to keep my word, because I told you that the Daniel Forbes Show was coming back live in 2015. So I had to make sure I kept that promise to you. And also, I want to make it about you. I do want to hear show ideas that you have, because without fans and followers and ideas, there cannot be a show. So it is very, very important to me that you email me, that you call me, and let me know what it is that you would like to discuss, what you would like to hear on the Daniel Forbes Show. If you're too shy to be a guest, email me. It's okay. I promise you, your email will get addressed. You know, in my life, since no one wants to tell me about what's going on in theirs, I can tell you that in 2014, God opened up some amazing doors. When I tell you God opens doors that no man can open, closes doors no man can close, I promise you I am living proof of that. I am also living proof that prayer works, fasting works, and wow. I mean, God truly has blown my mind in 2014, and he's continuing to blow it in 2015. So if your last year was good, just it's only going to get greater. And, you know, I just am thankful for that. So many lessons learned, so many prayers answered, so many blessings, so many people that entered and exited my life, and it was all for the good. And so, like I said, when something leaves, when something walks out, when something, it's not always the end. Sometimes it's only the beginning. And I just want to let anyone and everyone that's listening, as I'm speaking to you all, trust me, I'm speaking and ministering to myself, because sometimes all you have is yourself. You have to encourage yourself, because at the end of the day, when you look in the mirror, that person is looking right back at you, and that person is you. You can run, you can hide, you can point the finger, but you got how many pointing back at you? So before you address anyone else, take a look in the mirror. It all starts right there. I think Michael Jackson probably said it best. So, but, you know, it's true. And just, you know, in life, I'm learning that, you know, with the things that we go through on a day-to-day basis, the things that we never even see coming, family issues, you know, friendships, relationships, they are born and broken every day. I mean, it amazes me. It truly, truly does. And it is so important that you just, you know, just be careful who you give your power to. And really, and what I mean by that, don't give your power to anyone. Don't give your power to anyone. Your trust and your confidence should remain in the Lord. I'm learning that people will lift you up. People will break you down. Sometimes the same people that bring you up will be the ones to let you down. And, you know, you just have to be so careful. You have to be, you know, quick to forgive. You have to be so quick to forgive, because your own blessings are relying on that. Because I guarantee you, if you're holding on to a grudge of any sort, you're going to miss out on that blessing, because you're holding that grudge, and now you have hardened your heart, and now God can't forgive you for what you've done. And, you know, I can go on and on and on about this. Anyone that's listened to my show before knows that I'm pretty long-winded, especially when I get on the Lord. I just want you all to know I'm not preaching. I am not a religious person, but I do love the Lord. And, you know, I'm speaking from the heart. I truly, truly am. And I know that I'm speaking to someone, and I'm speaking to myself for sure. And, you know, every day you learn something. It can, it's as minuscule as it could be to as complex. Every day you're learning something about yourself, about others, about your children, about life in general. And just take mental notes or write it down, because I promise you, anything that happens in a day, it was ordained to happen. Anything that happens in life, anything that happens in family and friendship, on jobs, in your household, it is not to break you. It is to make you a better person. And sometimes the lessons seem so painful, and sometimes they are. Sometimes they're physical lessons. Sometimes they're mental. Sometimes they're emotional. Sometimes they tear, you know, people apart. You know, sometimes, you know, it hurts, but I promise you that it's an experience. It's something to be learned, and, you know, don't ever forget that. And I'm learning that too. And you know, as you go through that, you grow, and the Lord, and everyone says it all the time, but I think they take it for granted, but the Lord does not put anything on you that you cannot handle. He will not give you any any burden that you can't bear, because he says that you can cast all your burdens on him. So therefore, you don't have to even bear it. So, I mean, it's just so important to just, you know, to think on that. And I know we're all going through something. Some people are going through things bigger than others. Some people, you know, are going through physical things. Some people are going through mental things. But I know that there is not one person walking this earth, no matter how much money you have, no matter how much money you don't have, no matter what, how big your house is, how nice your car is, how much money you have in the bank, you know, whatever your relationship status is, everybody is going through something. Everybody. So I just want to be an encouragement in this last 2 minutes that I have. I just want to thank you all for listening to the Danielle Forbes Show, for believing in me enough to make the phone call, to listen in, to tune in on your computers, however you're listening. I greatly appreciate it. Don't be afraid to call in. I know it's been a while, but I promise you that I will not disappear on you. I want to, you know, talk to you about the transition, but we don't have enough time in this episode, but the next one will be 60 minutes, so we'll be able to go a little bit longer. But it's been a huge transition, and like I said, it's been a blessing, from Pittsburgh to Miami, from, oh my goodness, like I said, it's not enough time in this show, but I promise you that we definitely will get into it. So I just want to tell you all, thank you again, blessed. I hope that you all were encouraged by any and everything that I said. I truly, truly believe that you were. I love you. And don't forget to email me. Email Danielle at DanielleForbesProductions.com. Like the Danielle Forbes fan page on Facebook. You can even leave a message on there. Or you can leave a message. You can leave a message or you can write a post. And either way, I'll make sure that we get back to you. And please stay tuned to Facebook on the Danielle Forbes Show fan page to see what the next show date and the next topic is. I'm looking forward to next week bringing another live show to you, raw form. Who knows where I'll be. And I thank you. I hope everyone has a great Saturday night. Stay warm, be careful out there in the snow. To my family in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, looking forward to seeing you all. In Aliquippa, Pennsylvania, looking forward to seeing all my family and friends on February 28th, 6 p.m. at the Hollywood Theater in Dormont for the premiere of the movie that I'm starring in, which is a blessing, called The Door Kept Shut. I'm so looking forward to seeing the film crew. It's been a long time. So I just want to thank you guys. Have a great night. I love you. Thanks again for tuning into the Danielle Forbes Show. The Danielle Forbes Show live tonight on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you. Good night, and I love you.